wow, just adjusting. It's really hard to reach all the controls here in the bathroom. I don't know why the booth had to be the bathroom. I don't know how much I enjoy this, Tim. Welcome, however, to the latest and as yet greatest, hopefully, fingers crossed, episode of Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM. Our guests today are Kyle Allett from the House of Style and Interaction School's own Kate Elman-Wilcott, as well as some very groovy cast members from that crew. And we also have Fringe Festival Director Sarah Rankin with us. Meanwhile, I bring you none other than the ineffable host of our show, Mr. Tim Turnell.
Hello, and welcome to the show, Judd. Once again, I commend you for the massive undertaking you've taken in such a confined space of our adjoining bathroom. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am your narcoleptic narcissist, Tim Turnell, from Theater Narcissist 12, and with me, my main man, Judd Crandall. How are you, Judd?
I'm fine, thanks, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. The pajamas you have on are amazing this time.
Thank you. You don't mind that the whole back is out of them, though? Like,
no, it's all right. I'm not seeing the back anyway.
Well, I'll try not to turn around.
Is that silk, though?
Yes, it is silk.
Nice.
Yes.
I like the trim on that. That's really nice.
Thank you so much.
Judd squeezed into the studio's adjoining bathroom, as I said, to make room for a very special episode of In Bed with Tim Turnell. We have an amazing blanket tent fort in this studio, provided and built by our guests from Interaction Theater. It is absolutely amazing. It brings me back to Saturday mornings in front of the TV. Judd, how'd you feel about our show, our first show last week?
I rather enjoyed it. I had a great time. I did have a bit of a mess to clean up in the washroom, as you'll recall. Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
We have to make room for the next show that comes in after
us. It's true.
We had a great amount of response from our audience members as far away as British Columbia. Welcome back to all of you who are joining us again. You can also listen live every Thursday at 4:30 p.m. online at www.localfm.ca. Judd has outdone himself once again, because not only is he managing the show crammed in with the sound equipment in that bathroom, but he's also included a drum kit. Why a drum kit, you may ask? Well, because, like a real talk show, we have an opening monologue.
Whoa!
So, the Buskers Festival is in St. John this week. Go check them out on the boardwalk with the family when you can. It's going to be a lot of great shows available from all over traveling to this festival. But I think the Buskers would do really well in Rossay, New Brunswick, because there I hear that they don't want their change. That was good. That's good. We love our Rossay people, of course. No offense to them, you know, because if it wasn't for them, no one would be working in Uptown St. John. We have a lot of commuters going back and forth. They provide us with that big city traffic jam, make us feel like a metropolis. However, this week saw some drama as Rossay Mayor Bill Bishop came down hard on a local and popular small business, the Funky Monkey Food Truck. So, once you're finished with the busking festival, go out with the family and support local small businesses and have a snack at the Funky Monkey. However, living in Rossay must be like heaven. You know, after all, they have a bishop for a mayor. And I knew your elbow was not going to be able to manage that rim shot without hitting that again. Well, our very first guest on our show was Sandra Bell and Scott Lilly of Decoy Productions. Check out their show Portrait during the Fundy Fringe Festival this August 20th to 24th. And you can win a ticket. So find the new pick of me in today's PJs on the Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM Facebook page. And in the comments, post a selfie of yourself in your pajamas or of your bed for a chance to win a ticket to Decoy Productions Portrait. You can also check out Local 107.3 FM, the Fundy Fringe Festival, and Theater Narcissist 12 on Facebook and Twitter. Look for rebroadcasts and more contest information there. So, what we can do is we're going to basically bring in some people soon.
Very good.
Today, my pajamas, I have a variation of last week, checkered bottoms with a brown and black with a little bit of tan. And to honor one of our guests, I have, for a top, I'm wearing one of Interaction Theater's shirts. So, I think today, our first guest, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be, I'm going to cuddle up here, just kind of all by myself in the blanket fort.
Reach across the bed there to the intercom.
Yep, that's right. We'll get the speakerphone out again. And we have Kyle Allett from the House of Style. And Kyle, are you there?
I am. It's very cozy in here.
Oh, I know. what do you wear for bedtime there, Kyle?
I go with the simple boxers. It just works for me.
Boxer briefs or just the regular traditional loose boxers?
I think boxer briefs. I used to go with boxers. I've made the transition to boxer briefs.
Good for you. I think that's very liberating of you. Now, Kyle, is it Allett or Allott?
Allett.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I got that right here. I appreciate you being on the show, and thanks for taking the time to give us your time.
I love being in little forts, so this is awesome.
Isn't it great? I mean,
I
used to have the tent fort set up right in front of the TV, so I could watch Saturday morning cartoons with the breakfast food and everything like that. It was one of my favorite.
I'm gonna pull out my army men later on and set up.
Just make sure mom doesn't step on the army men when you're done.
So angry when she does that.
I know. What's up with moms? I don't get it. Your show coming to the Fringe Festival, the Fundy Fringe Festival this August, is called?
The No Bullshit History of Canada.
Perfect. The No Bullshit History of Canada.
Yeah, and I mean, you can pretty much, that's exactly what the show is. It's really the history of our country with lots of jokes in it.
Jokes are great.
Yeah.
Jokes are great. Now, you're from Montreal, correct?
I am, yes.
And what made you consider participating in the Fundy Fringe Festival?
I just wanted to... This is a show that I did in the Montreal and Toronto Fringes 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had a really great time doing it. I got a lot of good reception from people, and it was a show that I felt that I could bring to the rest of the country, because it really is our story. And I think it's great while there's... You know, elements of you know, regional things that work better in some cities. I think the story of the whole of our history is something that applies to all of us, and that, you know, we can all get behind.
That's true. Now, you may detect when you get here, there is still quite the upper lower Canada rivalry going on.
Really?
It lives very very well. So, on note of that,
yes.
Does one really need to have a strong background in Canadian history to appreciate your show, or can anyone...
I think anyone can see it. I mean, last year I played, you know, there was a lot of people from other, you know, places, other countries that came to see the show, and I think you just get a different experience. If you're familiar with Canadian history, I'll be telling you all kinds of things about, like, stories that you know, but, like, the minutiae involved that maybe you weren't aware of. And if you're completely ignorant of our history, then the whole thing is going to be brand new to you, and you're going to learn all sorts of crazy stuff.
So you can be a complete layman, ignoramus, as I maybe just have absolutely maybe no interest at all in the past of Canadian history,
but
you're
going to
enjoy this.
I can tell you that before I did this project, I had no interest and no knowledge about Canadian history. I actually became a bit of an amateur historian in the process of doing this, because I came up with the idea about doing a show about Canadian history long before I never, ever knew anything about our history.
That's great, because I am one of those ignoramuses that, as my mother has... And my mom's probably listening in British Columbia right now. Hi, Mom. One of her favorite things to say was, "Tim, quit being such an ignoramus." I like a lot of people, you probably fall asleep during Canadian history. I mean, more Canadians, I think, probably have a functional knowledge of American history more than they do Canadian history. So it's good to know that this show is accessible to people of all different types of interests and educational backgrounds to enjoy it. Like you said, there's going to be a lot of jokes, but you won't need to know all the Star Trek episodes to get all the in-jokes, right?
No, absolutely not. And I mean, I think there's a lot that people will be very, very surprised by about that they might know. I mean, for example, the one that I always keep coming back to is, I think a lot of people know John A. Macdonald, our first prime minister.
Very good drinker.
Liked his scotch.
Yes, he does.
But I don't think people realize to what extent that was. I mean, there are estimates, but it seems as though he spent fully half of his time as prime minister, six sheets to the wind.
I hear some of his best speeches were made while, like, he doesn't even remember speaking the speeches.
I mean, he doesn't remember anymore. He's been dead for some time now. But
when
he was alive, he still had a bit of a recognition problem there. Yeah, I mean, even going back to in 1866, he was in London. He was putting together our constitution. He was working late in a hotel one night, and he knocked over a candle, set the room on fire, and basically showed up to the meeting the next day with third-degree burns, saying, guys, I'm really sorry. I got hammered last night, nearly killed myself, but let's get back to work.
So intoxication in public office is not a new thing, I guess.
No, absolutely not. Although I will say, though, John A. Macdonald was a functional alcoholic, which maybe doesn't represent all of our Canadian politicians.
Yeah, I'm borderline trying to make a joke of that particular person myself, but I think we can take the high road on this one.
Yeah,
here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. This is great, because I mean I really appreciate being able to laugh and learn at the same time.
That's what it is. I mean, I'm fascinated by the concept of failure, happenstance, accidents, and most of the history of Canada comes down to that. I mean, even when you think about the name of our country, Canada, Jacques Cartier, after bumbling his way down the St. Lawrence, came upon a group of natives and asked them what they called the place. And they said, oh, this is our village. And in their language, that was Canada. And Cartier went, oh, Canada. And then he just put that name over all the maps.
Okay.
Now, it was months later that they realized the mistake they'd made, but everyone just went, it's fine. You know what? We'll just go with it.
Oh, gee. Oh, no. I guess that's the end of my rim shots for my comedy piece. Jed, are you okay? That didn't cut your toes off or anything there? That did that?
I'm not really okay right now, actually.
Okay, get a Band-Aid on that. Kyle, I appreciate
it. At least he's in the bathroom getting the Band-Aid.
He's definitely close to the water.
I can't reach the medicine cabinet.
I'll come over there to help you in a second. So the No Bullshit History of Canada is going to be at the Fundy Fringe Festival. Just wondering, why is the title censored on the poster there, Kyle?
It was a really simple thing that when I came up with the title, I mean, it took a little while to find a title, and the words "no bullshit" really, really made sense to me. They said it made a lot more sense than "no baloney" or "no humbug" or whatever like that. But I didn't want people to think it was one of those kind of shows.
Sure.
I didn't want people to think like, "Oh, I'm being edgy and I'm putting swearing in the title." So I figured, you know what? I'll have something that indicates this. But for people who want to come and see the show, bring the kids. You know,
good.
Like as long
that's
as
good
they're
to know.
In high
bring
school,
in the kids and. I gotta go help Judd there, Kyle.
I'm fading,
right,
Jim.
I'm sorry, man. I'm on my way. I just gotta get around this here. Okay, Kyle, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you. You were great in bed. You were too, Jim.
My blanket fort.
Ben. I'll remember it forever.
Thanks. And definitely, people, get a chance to go out to see the No Bullshit History of Canada at the Fundy Fringe Festival this summer.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Fringe Power on Local 107.3. CFMH will remind you that we have a contest going where you may find a very handsome picture of Tim Turnell.
Is very, very
our
good.
Host. The picture's very handsome. Don't get me wrong.
I look good in pajamas.
You can find this picture. You can like this picture. You can post your own selfie in the comment section to this picture. And you can win a ticket to Portrait by Decoy Productions. Over to you, Tim.
Thank you very much, Jed. The foot's okay there. I was going to come the first time and help you out, but I just had to ask that one more question to Kyle.
I managed to move the piece of the toilet off of my foot. I was able to move to the medicine cabinet, and yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Tim, for all of your help.
I'm here for you as much as you're here for me. I just want you to know
that. I'm not sure about that. You say that a lot.
All right, today in the studio, my blanket fort designers, creators extraordinaire from Interaction School of Performing Arts. We have director Kate Elman Wolcott. And hello.
Hey, over there.
And we also have performers Sophie Wolcott and Daniel England. Is it England or England?
England.
Oh, England. Very, very good. And Interaction Theater at the Fundy Fringe Festival has Peter and the Wolf as a very, very good option for families. Don't really know how to stress it enough that there is a variety of different theater productions for the whole family, for different people. I know we've had the last show, and with Kyle, we have some shows that might be a little adult orientated, but this is definitely something the whole family can enjoy. Correct?
It sure
yes.
is.
Yes.
Great. Thank you very much, and welcome to the show. Thanks again for the blanket fort.
Oh, you know, no problem.
No problem.
And Kate, I just wanted to congratulate you on your nomination for the St. John Originals Arts Award in Theater.
Oh, likewise. Yay. That's all.
Oh, yes, likewise. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Very
good.
I'm fine.
He's good. He's going to be good. And, of course, we had Sandra Bell here last week, who was also a nominee.
We're all
so,
in the club.
Yeah, we're all in a very nice club. Yes. So best wishes to all of us. Girls?
Yes.
What do you get out of theater?
Well, I think the both of us have been involved in theater for
a very,
very long time. Yeah. And so it's
so long. Your ears.
Oh, yes. In a day.
Us 13-year-olds. Yes. I think it's kind of just become a part of us now, and without theater, I don't really know what either one of us would be doing.
I just can't imagine like life without it.
Yeah, and it's definitely helped us become a lot more confident people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's and I want to say congratulations on everything that you do, because you guys, as you say, you've been doing this for years and you've been working really, really hard. Now, your show is called Peter and the Wolf. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the creation of that and how it's been so far? Because you have performed this once or twice before.
Yes, we have. Yes. It was originally created with Symphony New Brunswick. Mm-hmm. Basically, we all just got together. We figured out who the cast was going to be. We got together and we just basically started letting our ideas flow, and eventually things just kind of got pieced together. And then I think we had one or two dress rehearsals with the symphony before touring it.
Yeah, you did this in conjunction with Symphony New Brunswick, right? And so what you're saying is that you took this concept and you ran with it all by yourselves, right? You created it, you kind of produced it, you everything.
Yeah.
We worked up to performance.
We worked collaboratively with it.
We had a word like that last week. It was inaugural.
Not even going to try that one. Yeah. But the symphony, I can say that one, approached us last spring with the idea of touring as part of their winter show to do Peter and the Wolf. So we said sure, and they said do what you want with it. Just create something interesting and great for audiences. So I met with the actors, and we're the School of Performing Arts that we have a dance program, music mm-hmm. program, and theater program, so all the kids were or the performers were experienced in dance and theater, and so half the work was done already just casting these kids, because they understood movement, they understood storytelling. So we put it together, and I facilitated it.
Good.
And they ran it with on their own. We toured with the symphony to Moncton, St. John, and Fredericton last February. Then we brought the show back. The St. John Free Public Library asked us to remount it in the spring.
Back in April.
Yeah. And now we're bringing it to the Fringe.
So this will be a really nice polished show by now.
Lots of practice.
Lots of fun. And so what I was going to say is, when I was going to theater school, I had instructors that were like, theater is not therapy. Don't treat it as therapy. You know, because it's kind of, if you're using theater to correct yourself as a person, you might kind of disrespect the medium that is theater, and you might become a pretentious, egotistical actor, you know, growing up like that. Now, however, you guys understand now, with your long years of investing in this, that you could probably agree that therapy is a byproduct of theater instead of treating theater as therapy. So what do you think you've gotten the most out of your theater experience on a personal level? Oh. Danielle, you first.
I've gotten so much more confidence. Like, I don't know, I've just grown a lot as a person. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
At least grown from here to 13.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And how about you, Sophie? What's your favorite aspect about growing in theater?
Oh, well, I've always been involved in theater, but I don't know. Like, it's helped me. Like, I'm very comfortable speaking to people, like, conversationally and on a almost professional level, I guess.
Okay. No, that's great. Great. Well, folks, I'm really looking forward to this one, having an option to bring the family to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it's going to be great. Now, it's going to be running along with the Fringe Festival.
Yes.
Folks, get yourself out there once you have a chance. I just don't know what to say. These kids are really, really good. If you get a chance to see the show, do so. And if you get a chance to investigate more about Interaction Children's Theater and the Performance Arts Center school that they have, definitely do so online. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you.
I appreciate being on the show, and thank you for the blanket for it. I'm going to keep it up for the rest of the evening.
Pillow fight?
Pillow fight. I have a buckwheat pillow. It might hurt.
Oh, okay.
Sleepy little girl, I'm a sleepy little boy, living in our sleepy world of comfort and joy. Teddy bears and toys, little wooden cars, and cookies and jars. A night full of stars. You're a sleepy little girl, I'm a sleepy little boy. Sleep tight and good night.
Welcome back, ladies and gents, to Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM. We have our next guest here in the house, and we'll go to them momentarily. And just a reminder that you can win a free ticket to Portrait by going to the Fringe Power on Local 107.3 FM Facebook page and click on the handsome picture of our wonderful host, Mr. Tim Turnell.
I need to shave, though. I will be shaving this weekend.
But you are hard at work doing research, getting ready for today's show.
I like naps.
So make sure to post a selfie of you in your own PJs out there, listeners. And you can be entered into a draw for a free ticket for yourself to go see Portrait. Over to you, Mr. T.
Thank you very much, Jed. Once again, congratulations on such a super job and looking so good doing that super job. Today we have Andrea Cunningham. You may recognize her name from last week. She is giving us a call on the speakerphone here. I just reach over, found my great blanket for it here, and get the speakerphone running. She's going to update us here about volunteering for the Fundy Fringe Festival. Andrea, how are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Ouch, wait. Not too bad. My arm's giving me trouble again, like last week here. Ooh. I did this
well,
last
that's
week.
That's too bad.
I should be all right.
I didn't think I'd be talking to you again so soon.
Yeah, no, it's lovely. Lovely to hear your voice again. So, what's going on? You had an event for volunteer information recently.
Yep, we do, because we are still building our volunteer base. We've got quite a few. We've had many people come back from last year, but Fringe is so jam-packed with activities over a short period that we'd like to include as many people as possible. So this week, we are doing some volunteer information sessions, primarily for new volunteers, but any of our existing volunteers are very welcome to come. But anyway, we have our second one this week is tonight. It is being held at 7 o'clock tonight at the St. John Theatre Company building at 112 Princess Street. And this is just an invitation to anyone who wants to find out about Fringe, is maybe just interested in volunteering, not sure yet. Please come down and join us. We'll give you an introduction to what Fringe is all about and the different volunteer activities, and to give you a chance to see if you'd really like to be involved, which, yes, you will.
Yes, you will. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because I know a few volunteers from last year, and they really, really appreciated it. One of them being our current executive director of the Fundy Fringe Festival, who has joined us here in the blanket tent. Welcome to the show, Sarah Rankin. How are you?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
Good, good, good. And I appreciate you coming in fully prepared. I like the pajamas.
Thank you. I brought out my special Snuggie just for you.
Is that a Christmas present?
Yeah, it was, actually. I got it from my mom.
You for your mom or from your mom?
For my mom, and I got one from my mom. It was a really awkward Christmas.
Oh, well, definitely you're not going to be going to the same parties in the same pajamas.
No.
Welcome to the show. Now, is there anything that you wanted to add about volunteers and how important they are to the Fundy Fringe Festival?
Volunteers are imperative to what we do. And, I mean, Andrea and JQ are two of probably the best people to be in charge of it. They are so organized, and it's great to see the people coming out and wanting to support this. It's difficult sometimes to get volunteers because we're working, one, in an industry that's not really well known in St. John right now. We're getting a lot of questions of what's a fringe?
Mm-hmm.
But we're still having a lot of volunteers coming out saying, well, I don't know what a fringe is, but I really want to help and I want to see this grow, which is awesome to see.
That's right. I had a lot of people say, oh, I didn't want to volunteer because I don't know how to speak French. And I'm like, no, it's not a French festival. Although those are out there and they're great. But this is the Fringe Festival, and they really enjoyed themselves, the people that did come out. Now, you have, Judd, just leave that alone. That fell over last time. Okay.
Oh, Judd.
Nice. Okay, folks, I promise.
Now the other toilet is on my leg.
Okay.
Why, Tim, do you have two toilets in here?
Well, we thought you might break the other one. Anyway, it's the renovations. They had two in there. I promise, folks, this is the last time we will experiment with the drum kit rim shot for the monologue. Anyway, Sarah, now what is it particular about the Fringe Festival here in St. John that you might want a new audience member, a potential audience member, to know in order to kind of attract them?
I think a big thing is that, you know, one, we're uncensored, we're unjuried. It's open season almost when it comes to theater and the shows that you're going to see. So, I mean, we just had Kate and the two lovely girls from Interaction in here, and, you know, we do have the family-friendly stuff, but we've also got some stuff that's a bit more risque. You just don't know what you're going to see. So that really makes it, you know, open to whoever wants to come see it. There's something for everybody.
That's great. There's something for everybody. That's wonderful. And I know that everyone's really going to enjoy this festival, and this is an industry that's going to grow.
It's
absolutely
going to be.
It really puts us on the map. Thank you very much, Andrea, on the phone, and thank you, Sarah. Appreciate you for joining us, the executive director of the Fundy Fringe Festival. All my guests today, you have been great in bed.
Righty then. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Andrea.
Well, and yes, oops, goodbye, Andrea.
So many things to do from the bathroom.
Yes.
Judd, you are amazing. Thank you, Judd.
I do lots of things in the bathroom. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on the show today. And certainly it would be lovely if you wish to come back and join us another time.
I'd love to.
That would be wonderful. Thank you. And tune in next week at 4:30 to catch the next live episode of Fringe Power in Bed with Tim Turnell on Local 107.3 CFMH.
Have a good night, everybody.